Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Wood. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to third. Mack moves to second. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreau scores. Mack moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Rosar moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters bunts for an out with unknown description. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Cullenbein moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco bunts for an out with unknown description. Rosar moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to home. Richards drops the ball. Rosar scores. Boudreau moves to third. Mack moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. There goes Wood trying to get to third. Hockett throws the ball into Peters, who tags Wood for the out. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Paul Richards. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Johnny Gorsica pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Don Ross pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Al Unser now catching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett is hit by the pitch. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Hockett moves to third. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to second. 2 outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.